Welcome to The Ether. Today is Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects and check them out online at glowyield.com. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus News. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Luna Fest updates an AMA hosted by Super Terra. Let's take a listen.
Good afternoon. We'll give it a couple more minutes while the folks gather. But for those of you listening, we're here for the very exciting Luna Fest update.
Hello, Super Terra.
Hello, sir. Good to speak with you again.
Like buses, twice in 2 days.
absolutely. Less than 24 hours. I can see everyone starting to gather now. So are we expecting anyone else on the speaking front joining us? If not, we can potentially get straight into it.
Yeah, we might get some of the team on shortly, but predominantly myself and Ian are joining. So if any more join, I'm sure that they'll raise their hands.
Marvellous. Well, I guess in terms of kicking things off, it's a pleasure once again to be hosting an AMA slash update event. I think there's some very exciting activities going on, obviously, as we look into the near future, and obviously the very exciting 2023 biggest event of the summer. Can't wait for it, and I think it'll come around quicker than we all realize. So I think it'd be great, really, just initially to get you guys to give us a bit of a, you know, where we are, what's happening, and kind of, you know, share some great alpha on the progress that the project's making.
Sure thing. Do you want to go first, Ian?
Yeah, can do. Welcome, everybody. Ian here. LunaFest is, it's all guns blazing at the moment. We've got a lot of traction, and we've got a team of individuals. We're working tirelessly in the background. We have a venue locked in for 2023. We have a new website, which has launched. We have been working on DEX proposals, token models. We have, we're participating at the International Music Summit in a few weeks from now. We are going to Terra Dapps Expo later in the summer. And we are talking and communicating with some exciting partners as well. So, yeah, everything's going great guns. And, yeah, really couldn't be happier with the progress we've made. Everything's looking exactly as we'd like it to do at this stage.
Marvellous. And any more teasers on this this summit that you're going to be taking part in?
International Music Summit, I've just seen Sarah's on the line, but Sarah's back, really. But the International Music Summit is one of the biggest events in the electronic dance music scene. It's owned and hosted by Pete Tong, another chap called Danny, who is previously the brand manager of Pasha in Ibiza. There's other partners as well. It's pretty much an everybody and anybody type event. And yeah, it's exciting. We are going to be mixing it up with the biggest names in electronic dance music. We've got a great stand in the middle of the exhibition. We've got all of our branded merchandise. We've got pop-up stands. We've got TVs. We've been working on teaser videos, branding, imaging, and making sure that we've got the right core message that we're delivering to people in terms of what we're actually trying to achieve. So the IMS is exciting. We're all looking forward to it, and it's taking all of our time and energy at the moment, but in a good way, of course.
And that's happening at the end of April, so we've got about 2.5 weeks to get everything ready. As Ian says, there's a whole team of us going out there to exhibit Lunafest and the Lunafest concept to the music industry for the first time. They've actually got some panel speakers around Web3 and how it's going to impact the music industry, or is already impacting the music industry. So as part of that group, we're going to be kind of pioneering the space, looking forward, like Ian said, to speaking to record labels, agents, artists, DJs, absolutely everybody that's involved in the music industry. So it's going to give us 3 days, probably 4 nights of networking as well. I'm sure that we'll come back pretty tired and ready for a detox. But we're very much looking forward to speaking to people from the industry. Like I say, we've got a full team going out there. Sarah is well integrated into the Ibiza music scene. So we're looking forward to Sarah showing us the sights and sounds and taking us backstage to a number of places. But predominantly being able to discuss what the opportunities are to the artists in this Web3 and blockchain space. I don't know if Sarah wants to kind of maybe jump up onto the speaker panel. I know she's always a little bit reluctant, a little bit nervous, but she's the expert on these things. Sarah's super well connected within the Ibiza music scene and the electronic dance music scene. So I don't know if you want to jump up, Sarah, or you want to kind of sit back and let Ian and I try and ride this one out. No, she's I can't see her hand going up.
Yeah, Sarah's stepping forward now.
Oh, hi, guys. Throw me in that one. I just happened to see it on Twitter. I didn't realize that this was for Lunafest, so sorry. So I mean, you guys have basically covered what we're doing over there. I find it really exciting that I'm coming back into the music industry. Obviously, everything's been a bit quiet for the last couple of years. But we're coming in with this fresh new project and with something really, really positive for the industry. Everyone that I've spoken to, all my comrades and people that I've worked with over the years, are just super excited about the new world, but they don't really know how to enter, or they're just a bit confused by it all, because as we all know, it can be very overwhelming. So this is our chance to really help people and help them get into the Web3 space through something that they already know, which is music. I'm really excited about the other speakers they have. They have a very big Web3 based contingency of people, of speakers coming through. So that's going to be really interesting for us also to network with those people and see what see how we can form some partnerships with those other projects, which are pretty top level, pretty top notch. So I'm super excited to go and also show the boys around town.
No, brilliant. And like Sarah says, the opportunity, especially for the Terra community and Web3 in general, is they need guidance, don't they, Sarah? I think you've said this to us before, that they're going to need some help.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I have friends of mine, DJs and people in the music industry, reaching out all the time and asking for assistance. So I'm really proud to be in the Terra community. So I'm such a lunatic, so I'm also excited to be able to spread the knowledge that I've gained over the last year being in the Terra community and sort of helping onboard people into the ecosystem.
I think that's thanks, Sarah. But I think that's one of the key things that we really want to try and achieve, is how we can give a trusted onboarding route for people that are on the fringes of wanting to get into Web3. and have heard of the metaverse, have heard of Web3, have heard of DeFi, don't really understand it. And what we want to do is provide a gateway to say, look, we will help you, we will show you, we will pay you. And then when you've got some UST, for example, that we've paid you as a fee to perform, then we'll show you what you can do with that UST, and we'll link you into Anchor Protocol, we'll tell you about security, and we'll make sure that we sort of give you a very personal experience of onboarding and making it easy and straightforward. And ultimately, these artists have got millions of, or some of them millions of Twitter followers and Instagram followers. Well, if we can give them that level of service and we can show them a good deed, then they're going to talk about it on their socials as well. So we fully expect that there's going to be a lot of following from the fans and supporters of these artists as well.
Just going back to what you said just there, I think that's from the outset has been part of the vision for LunaFest, has been how can we expand the ecosystem further than it is going at the moment. And if you've got these artists and influencers in an industry that we aren't currently tapped into within the Terra community anyway, predominantly a lot of the music NFTs are being done in Ethereum. Terra really, if they want to branch out rapidly, this gives us a great onboarding opportunity to speak to hundreds of thousands or millions of people through these artists following. So I think this gives us a really great opportunity to expand the Terra ecosystem really quickly by onboarding these artists.
And a quick question from myself. Obviously, very much centered around Terra, which clearly I massively approve of, support, and I'm fanatical about. But given the growth of Terra, the bridging to other chains, are you looking at a kind of broader crypto focus with the kind of the center of the universe being Terra, but actually bringing in other chains as well as part of the education and the onboarding?
Yeah, very much so. So we have said from the outset we want UST to be the currency of choice for the festival. We want people to be paid to pay for their NFT tickets in UST. We want the artists to be paid in UST. We want to show the artists what they can do with that UST. And when you're on the festival site, we want you to be able to, all of our vendors can accept UST, and we're talking to metaverse partners as well also about accepting UST and what you can do in the metaverse when you're attending the festival virtually, the goods and services and branded materials that are available through other from the artists that are performing, you can pay for in UST. However, there's a bigger wide open world than just the Terra ecosystem. So predominantly we're working with Cosmos partners, so people that are in and out of the Cosmos, but we're also open-minded to all of the ecosystems as well. So it's not a closed Terra ecosystem. It's not a closed Cosmos ecosystem. And if that comes or turns around that it's Ethereum, Solana, AVAX, we're open to everybody and anyone. It's a crypto festival fundamentally, but UST is the currency of choice. And that's how we're looking at it, yeah.
Excellent. Just fighting with my mute button there, the good old Twitter space gremlins trying to stop me talking, which is very brave of it. That's fantastic. So I think as well, something that really, has happened within this last sort of 24 hours or just over is clearly, obviously, as a UK lunatic, I massively approve of the location being in the UK. Clearly, it seems like the kind of winds of change are sweeping through the legislative space in the UK as well. I just wondered, again, it's early, but any thoughts on some of the comments made by the UK government yesterday on creating a more crypto-friendly environment in the UK? Because that could actually be a massive supporter for this sort of activity.
I think, are you asking us whether we're going to try and get Rishi on the speaking list?
No, just really more that this could actually open up more avenues and could actually raise the profile even more to, if you like, the kind of normie world, because essentially crypto is clearly getting on the mainstream agenda now. So just really looking for thoughts from the panel. Again, it's early because obviously it's only just been announced, and who knows, substance over policy. We don't know exactly what the details are going to be at this stage, but just wondering if you had the initial thoughts on that.
I think it definitely shines a positive light, doesn't it, when you've got someone of that sort of status in government putting out a statement like that. In fact, I can see that Ryan Lyon is on the is on the listener panel. I know that I think he might have even tried to DM Rishi at some point. So maybe Ryan can be our fixer there again and get Rishi up to speak. But no, you're absolutely right. I think you know that sort of positive message around stable coins, you know, ties in perfectly with what we were saying around having UST as the currency of choice. And who knows, it might be GBT at that point. We might have GBT as the currency of choice in the UK in a year's time. So no, absolutely, I think it's a really positive move. It's great to see a pro-crypto statement coming out from the government. Clearly, we don't know what that entails in full. You know, some of the details are a little bit ambiguous in there. I think it's a really positive step forward, and will also provide an awful lot of positive exposure to the crypto industry. I'm not sure I'll be minting a Royal Mail NFT, though.
Yeah, I was slightly sceptical when I saw that announced, but I think it's baby steps for the trad guys. I guess at least they're, rather than trying to crush it, they're trying to, you know, join the party, even if it's a little bit, possibly a clumsy first move. But let's see. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt and see what they come out with. I think something else that obviously caught my ear, as it were, caught my eye, so to speak, on one of your earlier Spaces announcements is obviously you're looking at potentially activities ahead of the main Luna Fest next year. Just wondered if there'd been any progress on potential. I think the test activity was teased on a space 2 or 3 weeks ago, and indeed any other kind of early stage reveals that you'd like to share with the community whilst we've got everyone on this Spaces and obviously for future reference, our brilliant friends at Terra Spaces will be capturing this for anyone wanting to listen later.
I think the thing that's on our radar is we want to do some kind of hackathon where we want our sponsors, artists, people that have been involved in the project, the community, the core community, the influencers that are helping us out to get together and see the festival site, where we can showcase the festival site and we can show them what we've done, what we're building, and show them our vision on how we think it's going to work when the event actually comes around. So that is locked in for 14th of September this year, which we think is going to be important for us. And by then, we hopefully will have all of our sponsors, all of our investors, our private investors. And we're slowly but surely talking to the right people whom we want to be involved, because what we have is a token model, and the token model gives those parties access to the festival, in the sense that they will be able to help shape the festival. So we want the right partners. We don't just want anybody to be involved. We want the right people to be involved, and we want to be giving the tokens to the right people as well. So, so the 14th of September is a big event where a pre-party, if you like, which is on site at the Presswold Hall, which is going to be an opportunity just to get everyone together, showcase everything, and then we can talk to them specifically about what they want when the festival comes around for real. So we can talk to them about the type of tents, the type of activation zones, the type of mapping, the type of details that they may want to tap into when it happens. So yeah, it's kind of exciting, but the 14th of September is a pre-party, and we're talking to other partners as well about how they can help us in terms of making that look and feel, and potentially even go out into the metaverse, subject to all things being well.
Marvellous. And that preempted my next line of inquiry, which is obviously that, you know, whilst the physical festival based in the UK, which is fantastic for those of us who will be in that part of the world, what kind of thoughts have been applied, you know, since the last discussion, if you like, that we had around the development of a not in person benefit for those that obviously can't attend but want to be virtual attendees to the actual Luna Fest event?
Yeah, we've alluded to it before, and it's one of our kind of five key visions for the event is to make it the most attended festival on the planet. Now clearly we're limited by space and the number of people that can physically get there, but over time we anticipate that we can host tens, hundreds of thousands of people via the metaverse capability. We are in very, very close discussions with a metaverse partner as we speak. We actually had a call earlier today just to have, again, some further conversations around what they could offer and what we would like it to look like. But essentially, we want people to be able to attend wherever they are on the planet. And what we would like that to be is a really, really high level experience for the people that are attending. So access to all the music that's going to be on stage, all the speaking slots that are going to be available in the main house, and other experiences as well. You know, clearly we're tapping into some of the most pioneering technology available. So we're wanting to make sure that we're partnering with the right people. So we've had a number of conversations with a number of different projects, but we believe that we are speaking to absolutely the right partner now to advance that to a stage that hopefully in the not too distant future we can talk about that in a little bit more detail. But clearly, you know, we do want to be able to have people from Australia and Asia and the States that will probably find it quite difficult to get here for a festival, for especially when there's only 6,000 physical attendees that we're aiming for at the first event. So we do want as many metaverse participants as possible in 2023. So it's all about scalability. It's all about the right platform, the right user experience. So we feel like we're in a really good position with this. And I don't know if kind of from Sarah's or Ian's point of view, if you want to talk around a little bit more about what we've seen. Obviously, we can't go into great detail at this time, but we can certainly give a bit of a flavor for what the platform can provide.
I just want to come, like, because I've been looking into a lot of the metaverse. Metaverses around. I use one for my NFTs, and what I've seen from this particular company is mind blowing. It's a level of detail that I haven't experienced in other metaverses. So, and the capabilities and the discussions that we've had are really, really exciting. And The sky's the limit. It really is. So it's a very creative space we're in right now, coming up with ideas and how to implement all of those. But we obviously can't mention it now, but we're all like, we really want to, because we're all very, very excited about it.
Thanks, Sarah. I think I think the difference is with what we're trying to do is I think the problem is with the metaverse is scalability. How do you get 100,000 people onto a server and to give them an experience which is first class when people's machines, their PCs, their laptops, their PlayStation 5s have only got so much processing power? So the scalability is the real problem that people are coming up against when they look at the metaverse. And that's why you see a lot of these 2D worlds, if you like, which are very basic to walk around and look at and sort of a Roblox experience on an iPad. So what we want is it to be to look and to feel exactly as it would do in real life. What we think we're onto and the partner that we've got lined up is, it's as real as you can get. It looks amazing. And obviously we can't mention too many details, but it's, we're very excited about having that partner on board.
Excellent. I think probably another area for me, and again, you probably can't reveal too much at this stage. Any teasers on potential artists, even if you can't name them? I guess you're looking for a kind of a big sort of headline name or names. Just interested kind of from an attendee point of view. Is that something that you're kind of making some good progress on at this stage, or is that something you're looking at for kind of perhaps post this summit you're going to in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, Sarah, I don't know if you want to pick this one up. Obviously, the IMS is a huge event for us, but Sarah's leading our artist liaison, so fire away, Sarah.
Yeah, I think, at this stage, it's all about sort of like creating some lists, getting input from the community. We're really, that's a very important part of what we're doing. We really want to cater to everyone and make sure that everyone has a voice. So at this point, it's like we're all like deep in research, putting our own ideas down, listening to the community, seeing who's involved in Web3, who has the desire to get into the space, because that's also very important. Like, doesn't matter if they're in the space already, but if they want to jump in, that's also great. But yeah, we want it to be a top level lineup. So you can definitely be guaranteed that it's going to be a really exciting artist lineup.
Excellent. And I really liked the kind of the use of the community to sort of suggest ideas and that's been quite fun to follow as well. So I think for me, I kind of, you know, covered those kind of main core areas. Is there anything else? Because I appreciate there's so much you probably can't reveal at this stage, but anything else that you can kind of give to the very excited community, and I include myself very much so in that, that hasn't yet been revealed, or maybe a hint of when perhaps the next major announcements might happen.
We're definitely looking to have an announcement either just before IMS or just after IMS, depending on the timing and how busy we are on the run up to Ibiza. It could be probably the start of next month. We hope to have a big announcement out. And from there, obviously, clearly, when we're in Ibiza, we're going to be talking to a number of management companies, agents, artists themselves, record labels. And they, obviously, the Ibiza event is predominantly around electronic dance music, but a lot of the agents are interconnected to other genres too. Sarah touched on it, and I know that you've picked up on it as well, Super Terra, is around that community involvement, and it really is the community's festival. It's not ours, it's not Ian's, it's not Sarah's. It's down to the community to shape what the festival will look like. So it's crucial that we don't just go plowing ahead and just book a load of artists based on who we like. I mean, even you know, between Ian and I, we have quite different music tastes, so his ideal lineup would look very different to mine, as it would look very different to Sarah's. So you know, we want to be able to cater for as many people that are attending, whether that's physically or in the metaverse. So it's about curating the right lineup. It's about having the right look and feel. I mean, clearly, like Sarah said, we want to get as big an artist as we possibly can. Sarah is phenomenally well connected within the music industry. So we expect to be able to, you know, pull off some really top level artists there. So hopefully by the time we come out of Ibiza, we should have some great updates regarding some partners that we've already alluded to, and also some artists as well. Hopefully by that time, we should at least have a few names in the mix. That they're the kind of, we expect those next big kind of alpha updates to come around the start of May time. And not long after that, we're actually going to the Terra Dapp Expo over in Texas. So I believe it's the largest Terra get-together so far. I think the previous one was probably a T5 Alpha event that was clearly very much just a Terra-related event. And the one in Austin coming up on the 9th and 10th of June actually ties into the same week as Consensus, which is arguably one of the biggest blockchain crypto events on the planet. I can't remember exactly how many participants, attendees Orbital Command were talking around, but it was somewhere around, I think it was a couple of thousand people attending, and there was over 100 exhibitors that are going to be appearing at the show as well. I know that that there's some after parties, there's an awful lot of networking that goes on as well. So we're looking for, you know, more connections there, integrating ourselves further with a number of other partners while we're at that event too. So it's looking like April, May and June could be pretty frantic months for us. But by the time we get around to the summer, we should have some huge news and some really key partners and music artists on board to give you a little bit more alpha.
Excellent, and it'd be great to be involved in the reveals of some of those. I think that sounds absolutely fascinating. I guess you've got a little bit of a busy schedule, but time to detox in between those major events. So that's good as well as part of it. So any more that you guys would like to share with the community, or indeed if you're feeling brave, if you want anyone to come up and ask questions, we can certainly do that for a few minutes. But otherwise, obviously, look to wait for the next most exciting installment, because I think there's so much about to happen, and I think you probably get this all the time. People are just very excited about the next steps, the next opportunities. So we're all very, very much behind you, and very much excited about what happens next.
No, great. If anyone's got any questions, then fire away. I think one thing that we are seeing is there's a number of events, kind of crypto events that are incorporating music. I think the one thing that we found is that we're standing out from the crowd at the moment by being a community-owned festival. So rather than owned by corporations or kind of centralized businesses, this is the community's festival. So with, using that token model, it will be run by and governed by the community going forward. So, we're pretty excited to be pioneering the space in this way. If anyone's got any questions, then feel free. I don't know if Sarah or Ian want to add anything at this stage.
And just something Lex has just picked up in a separate channel, but as much as it's a music festival, it's a Web3 festival as well. So NFT artists, NFT participants, people that like NFTs, we want it to be a Web3 festival. So as much as we want the music to border the lines of the speakers and the participation, then NFT is very much part of what we're trying to achieve as well.
Great to hear.
Yeah, more than happy for any questions too.
I'm not seeing any hands at the moment. Don't be shy. It's your great opportunity to put thoughts, ideas, and your own passions forward to the team that's here.
One thing I'll add is just if anybody's looking to step forward, or while we look for people to step forward and ask any questions, is obviously we've got the usual lines of communication open. Obviously Twitter, but Discord, Telegram. And we are asking the community to come forward with ideas. We've got ideas about what we want the festival to look like and who we'd like to appear there. But even like Ian says, whether it's NFT artists or there's protocols that want to get involved or there's speakers that want to come along, we are looking for obviously a class lineup of speakers. So if there's any speakers that are out there that feel like they would be well first appearing at LunaFest, then please get in touch. Jump in the channels, and if you want to put somebody forward, please do so. Jump into Telegram or Discord and tap one of the team up, and we'll see if we can contact them and get them on board. Obviously you'll be there, Super Terra.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's gonna be absolutely fantastic. So I can't see any hands. As we've just said, there's lots of channels to contact, Twitter, Telegram, Discord, and there will be another exciting installment that I'm certainly very, very keen to hear more about after the summit. And I think it's really going to kind of snowball from there with the pace of development here. And can't wait to see how that all unfolds. If there aren't any hands, so happy to call it to a close. And obviously thank you everyone for stepping forward, particularly Sarah, who just happened to be passing by and discovered that the space was happening. So thank you ever so much for stepping up and giving us some really good insight on the artist side. It's really, really appreciate that. And good luck to you all, obviously with the build up to the summit and everything else that's happening.
Thank you, Tara, for hosting.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much for asking. That is a real honour. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Super Sarah. Appreciate it. Thanks, everyone else, for listening. Appreciate it.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the LunaFest Updates and AMA Space, hosted by Super Terra, recorded on Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. This episode of the Ether was brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Visit OC's What We Do page using the link in the show notes to take advantage of some of their other educational resources, including weekly meetups to discuss Terra protocols, strategies, and concepts, the Terra Luna Intel Report on Telegram, and YouTube explainer videos on Terra concepts. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of the Ether was also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Looking at the down play, spitting over sound waves. Kick a little rhyme and we'll see if the crowd waves. Take note the brows raise up when the mouse hits taste buds. Dick dastardly trying to race us. Cannonball run from the west to the east coast. Got the ghosts on my team, leaving in a repo. Scheming on a free toe, siphoning in the gas up. Riding high as NASA and we about to blast off. Ain't nobody pass us, hungry like some raptors. Attacking in a pack like a bunch of fucking savages. Handling the packs, always shipping out disaster. Magic is simple if you practice with the master. Trying to show the homies I think there could be a better way. Every day I write a verse, trying to get this pen in shape. Living like a mental patient, embracing the basics. I see a queen on the table while I'm holding aces.
Let me give you a sample of some of the lyrics that had some of the older ladies among the stockholders quite with dismay. The room was death still, a sea of shocked, frozen, blanched faces. Then I delivered another volley of really sick lyrics.
Subtle on the double trouble, popping all the bubbles open. Silent, I'm the one who comes to ruin all the funny moments. Ollie, Ollie, oxen, opium, that Oxycontin. Got the oxytocin falling around the people like a Roxy smoking. Okie dokie, Annie Oakley, joking like Yoki Annie. Hoping those who broken jokes are broken, softly spoken. Can he rope a dope around the throat and coast him all alone? To sleep it off later, like just give the dog a bone. I roam around the globe like a motherfucking satellite. Smoke a lot of weed, always gotta be satisfied. Soaking up the dream state, trying to live la vida loca. But for now, I settle for a smile and a coca. Who makes the bundles? Repping all the fun tools. Looking all around like there's nowhere to run to. Got the plug, what's new on the drug? 1-2. Sticking with the dope, my homies growing, that's one truth.
I got my 12 gauge sawed off. I got my headlights turned off. I'm about to bust some shots off. I'm about to dust some cops off. I got my 12 gauge sawed off. I got my headlights turned off. I'm about to bust some shots off. I'm about to dust some cops off.